Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast every Thursday at 11 and rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at noon. If you're listening live, you only have a few minutes left. You can call us at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Also, please feel free to visit my website, which is just brucesallen.com, or write me at bruce@brucesallen.com. I want to thank you for joining us on the Bruce Allen Show today. Today we discussed all about were your mothers and fathers there for you. It was, I think, a heavy-duty subject, and both Rabbi Paul, Rachel Sarah, and Wayne Levine, I think, provided some really valuable insights. I want to remind you that Father's Day is coming up, so if you have a father in your life, I hope you will remember him, and you have the opportunity to honor him on our show by sending me an email, a short one, not too long, and I'm going to read as many as I can about your fathers. Again, send that to bruce@brucesallen.com. I want to also tell you a little bit more about the music that I'm doing with this show. I want to remind you that I am going to try to do as much variety of music as I can, and at some point I'm even going to offer maybe some really valuable prize, like a Dad's Point of View mug or a Dad's Point of View mouse pad. I know they will be collectibles on eBay, but for now I'm working on getting those things together, and I will offer a prize to somebody that can identify all seven of our bumper songs, or cue songs, or whatever they're called. The opening and closing song for now, until my son actually delivers a usable theme song, even though I love his grunge rock one that we shared with you today, is the Four Seasons' Walk Like a Man, so you'd get no credit for identifying that. But I hope you enjoy our music. Our guests today, again, were Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, and he could be reached at bettermen.org. He's written a great book, which I highly recommend, that you can buy from his site. It's called Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. Rabbi Paul Kipnis from Congregation Ora Me joined us for the teen rap segment, and I sure hope we'll have him back again as a regular, though I expect Pastor Drew Sands will be with us again. And finally, for our single parent dating segment, we had Rachel Sarah, who writes the wonderful blog Single Mom Seeking. Future topics of the show will include things that I write about in my weekly columns, including parenting issues, gender issues, marital ups and downs, divorce, being a single mom or dad, men's issues, raising boys, and lots more. I don't write about raising girls because I didn't have any, though I do write and talk about what it's like when my son has begun to date and have a girlfriend, and my oldest son does. And if Logan, you're listening, we love you, and he has done just beautifully with his first girlfriend. Next week's subject, I think, is going to be interesting. It's a provocative one of sorts, and it's stirred a lot of debate on my Facebook page, which, by the way, is a Dad's Point of View. I hope you'll join us. We have 2,000 members already. The subject is, do you and should you ever keep a secret from your spouse? And is it ever okay? I found that generating that discussion created so much interest that I wanted to write a column, and I have. It will be published next week in the Santa Barbara News Press on Tuesday and available everywhere else later in the week. And that will be the subject of next week's column. My Dad's Point of View column, as a reminder, is published each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press, right there on the front section, page 2, and you can find it where you'll see my handsome mug above the column. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call. Email me again at bruce@brucesallen.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the irreplaceable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager, and of course, the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this great opportunity to make a fool of myself. Thanks again for joining us for our third live show, and please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. I actually have another saying that I would like to share with you. We all like to have control in our lives, and I think learning that we don't control much is part of being a good parent. Because you are no longer in control, certainly once you're married, and then even more so when you have children. So my other fond saying, and I will take full credit for this, is the only thing I control is what I eat for breakfast. And with that, I will bid you adieu and thank you for joining the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. Come listen next week, next Thursday at 11. And thanks for joining us. Walk like a man.